This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, August 28th, 2019. You're going to notice a very distinct accent on the show this morning. My wife, Lana, is going to be filling in for Kennedy and Annie, who are out of town. We're going to talk about her getting stuck on an island and how I didn't really have as much sympathy for her as I probably should have. Dan is going to try and make it very awkward for us with this the couples match game. Some audio from Rob Gronkowski, who finally announced what the next chapter of his life will be. And for some reason, it seems that my brand new car doesn't like rabbits. Kennedy and Annie are off on vacation. My wife, Lana, is here hanging out with us.
Yes.
Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
It's very early.
Welcome to our world.
I know.
How come when you came in when I was gone last year, you brought in all sorts of treats and wine and stuff, and yet when you come in to hang out with me, we got nothing?
I've been on a week of wine.
Yeah. Plus, it's more of a party when you're gone. Now it feels like work.
Exactly.
All right, Dan, what are we doing here?
It is time for Carson and Kennedy's couples match.
Oh.
And now it's time to play everybody's favorite game. Carson and Kennedy's couples match. Let's find out how Carson will put undue strain on his marriage today. Okay, so I have assembled five marital questions.
Okay.
Some of them are a little awkward, some of them are a little indelicate.
Okay.
And we are going to see how many out of those five questions you two lovebirds will match properly together.
Okay.
Carson, will you please leave the studio so I can ask Lana first?
Ooh, I'm going to go rock out to some Lizzo.
My God.
Old white man swag.
I'm gonna close the door.
Just get out.
Now, am I? Is this the ones right here? That
yep, these are the five.
Oh, but he can't see.
No. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. Which one of you is the bigger flirt with people outside of your marriage?
Carson.
Ooh, okay, interesting. Question number two. What is the worst date you and Carson have ever had together?
Zach. Is he listening?
No, he can't hear.
Creeper.
He's just being goofy.
Zach Brown at Fenway.
Really?
Yes, it was. Ugh.
Wow. Okay, question number three. What adjective best describes your family, Lana?
My family?
What adjective best describes your family?
Oh, I thought I was answering these about Carson. It is special.
Special, okay. And what is Carson's most irritating habit?
Ugh, is there a single one? Oh gosh, lack of cleaning up.
So he doesn't clean up.
And he loses everything. So those would be my two. But he doesn't clean up anything. Anything.
And finally, the fifth question: what is the most embarrassing thing Carson has done around you in your time together?
Pass gas. I mean, I don't know. That's probably my most embarrassing. I've never done that.
I've never.
Only in my
girls state. Don't fuck. Doesn't count.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio here. You were just kind of lingering by the door. You're creeping her out.
I was.
Turns out I'm 100% that B.
Oh. Who?
Lizzo?
Anyway. Oh.
All right, I'm ready.
All right.
Couples match game. By the way, my wife, Lana, is here. I'm ready.
She answered all five. It was a little awkward.
Okay.
The first question. Which one of you is the bigger flirt with people outside of your marriage?
Oh, Lana.
Oh, no. She said it was you.
What? Are you kidding? I never flirt.
Are you kidding?
Really?
I flirt?
You flirt. Oh, my gosh. Lenny.
Never.
Lenny Clark?
Ooh, hello? Lenny Clark. Okay.
Yeah, I probably didn't answer that one very accurately.
Off to a bad start.
That's just one. That's just one person.
Yeah, but it's somebody we know, and you do it with in front of me.
This game's going great.
Have I ever flirted
Colby
with...
Colby Calais? Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That shut him up real quick.
Yeah, even Barrett. said oof.
All right.
Question number two.
Yep.
What is the worst date you and Lana have ever had together? The worst date.
Oh, the worst date that we've ever had together? I honestly don't know. I can't think of like a horrible date that the two of us
she
have
did.
Ever... our first one? Okay,
no,
what is it?
The concert at Fenway, Zac Brown. And it really wasn't anything to do with us. It was just a bad date night. We had so many bad things happen
okay,
that night.
That was a bad
horrible.
Night. Our seats were messed up. Yeah, and then someone yelled at us. And then there was a couple around us. Yeah,
it was just like a bad
I
night.
I forgot about that.
It wasn't necessarily
bad.
Us.
Yeah, you know. I got you. Okay. We're 0 for 2. We're killing it.
Oh, you're going to like this next one, Carson.
Okay.
What adjective best describes Lana's family? Who you know so well.
Loud.
She did not go with that.
Put special. But I thought I was answering the question about your family, so.
No, Lana's family is just like boisterous and loud. You never have to worry about wondering what their family is thinking. They always wear their heart on their sleeve, and I love that about them. Like, you never have to wonder what's going on with them.
We just are loud. You're right.
Yeah. All right. We are
0 for 3. Are you sure you guys are married? You guys know each other?
All right.
Question number 4. Yes. I asked your beautiful wife, Lana, what is your most irritating habit?
I can never admit to being wrong.
I just didn't think.
She thought of two other ones that weren't that.
But that one is. That is the worst. We've had major arguments in the past week over that. I said your lack of cleaning up and losing everything, but dang.
She said she could have made a list.
I mean, she came in the top 3.
Oh, that was the worst, Lana. I'm so mad at myself.
0 for 4.
0 for 4. All right. We are killing the couples match game.
Question number 5. Yeah. I asked your wife, what is the most embarrassing thing you have ever done around her?
The most embarrassing thing I've ever done around you is... It usually happens. I don't know if I can think of a specific thing, but I reveal something that was said to me in confidence to somebody else.
We are awful.
So you're a chatty patty. You got loose lips.
Yes, that is true.
Our boss at the radio station won't tell him anything about upcoming events.
You can't tell him anything.
No.
But
true.
I didn't say that either.
No.
I said pass gas. But I think I messed it up.
No, I think it went great. 0 for 5. That is a mel of your marriage.
We just met last week.
We're coming up on 17 years together, right? In October, is that right?
Yes.
17 years together.
You're even in matching shirts today.
And you can't ever admit that you're wrong.
I don't need you piling on after I was honest.
No,
we didn't
get anything right. We're losers, okay?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
104.1. Kennedy and Annie are off on vacation. They are vacationing together on Turks and Caicos. My wife just spent a week there with her sister on a sister's trip. And it looks like a hurricane, tropical depression, or tropical storm Dorian, is headed that way right now. And I want to give you a little bit of a hard time here, Lana. And I know... that you understand this is coming from a place of love.
Mm.
So my wife is here co-hosting with us.
But is it coming from a place?
It is. So Lana got stuck at the airport for almost 2 days. Oof. Coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me and she was in tears.
Day two.
She was in tears and, you know, was stressing out. And like, I understood being stressed. But I also know they like put you up in a 5-star hotel and you got to spend an extra day on the island sitting at the pool.
So this is the man you chose to spend your life with and confide in.
Right.
And this is what he does.
Yes. So this is coming from a place of love or jealousy?
Yes. Yeah, I know. She's calling me and she's very upset. And like, I got the stress of it all, like wanting to leave. But then when I hung up the phone and went back to my cubicle and I was just like, man, she's sitting on an island and I put her up in a 5-star
It's hard
resort.
To feel bad for somebody in Turks and Caicos.
Right.
I could still be there. I mean, But you, do you know what the airport is like there?
No, no.
Okay, that's right, you don't.
Do the they not have a Cinnabon?
Listen, no, far from. But they have Mr. Gillies, I do recommend, if you're ever at the Turks and Caicos Providenciales Airport.
Somebody said Turks and Caicos is 9 different islands. Which island are they on or were you on?
Providenciales okay. is where we were.
Right.
Grace Bay. Okay. Same place that Kennedy, her resort was like, there like
right
three resorts.
From, a few,
a little bit further down,
right.
Yeah. Same place, Grace Bay.
Not a palatial
airport.
One of the most
gorgeous places I've ever seen, but the airport, not so much.
Why?
It is not set up for, I mean, there's not
airplanes.
Okay. It's not air conditioned, first of all.
Ooh.
And do you know where you are? Yes. Subtropic. I mean, it is like 98 degrees and sweltering.
So when you say you were there for 2 days stuck in the airport, how long are we talking? Are you sitting in this airport?
Well, the first day we were there 9.5 hours and probably two and a half hours of that time we were standing in outside waiting in line for vouchers to have a place to stay that night. And that was after, you know, they had told us our flight was delayed. I mean, you know, we're on the phone with the airlines and they're like, no, just talk to an agent. I'm like, there are no agents here. Do you know where we are?
There's no agents at the airport.
No, there's just like, and listen, I got to hand it to the people that worked at the airport because by the second day being there, you saw that the people that were working did every single job. They were the people that were checking you in. Then they were the people at so-called gates because they didn't really have gates. Then these people put on vests, you know, the fluorescent vests, and they were the people that went out onto the tarmac.
And then they put on the pilot's hat, and they were the ones flying.
And that's when I was like, Carson, get me out of here.
Were they getting berated by the second day?
I mean, they were. And I mean, while I give it to them, that I give them a hand, but it was there was better communication and layout would have been way more beneficial.
So then, what do you think about Kennedy and Annie as far as them getting off the island to come back? I mean, with this storm that's coming in,
get the H out of there because there's not a lot to. And also we found out there's not a lot of flights in and out of there. There's not a ton of people going to the Turks and Caicos, and more importantly, during hurricane season. So, you know, Saturday and Sunday are your, like, shot to get in and out.
Right.
So I would say make some plans.
We got a text from the 774, Carson Level Petty, apparently.
Yes, it is.
Carson Level Petty.
So they might be spending a couple extra days at the Swingers Club.
Hey, there was a guy that was on our flight, and he left, and he just said, he rebooked his flight, same as my sister and I. He was like, I'll just go back to my resort the very next day. He was telling me, oh, I went back to my resort. I was staying at Club Med. I was like, oh, my friends just weren't in there. Maybe I met him at the bar last night. I was like, possibly.
Maybe we threw our keys in a fishbowl in the same room.
And he looked like he was a nice.
He had an upside down pineapple on his shirt.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Exactly.
People
and
don't
I know.
I
have a pineapple on my front door. I didn't know.
Look out in Charlestown, ladies.
I was so embarrassed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, so yesterday, producer Dan brought us some pretty funny audio after a teenager had his wisdom teeth removed. Take a listen.
Dad, when we go home, and you're sitting in your Papa Bear chair, are you going to make me some porridge? Dad!
If that's what you want.
You got to make me porridge.
All right.
Then I can't be like Goldilocks. She had the best story. It was a good story. She eats the porridge. Oh, can we go to her house, Dad?
Okay.
But Dad, can we go to her house?
Yes, we can go to her house.
Oh, we're going to hang out with the locks of gold. It's going to be a good time.
That boy is hot.
And what is this audio? We have more wisdom teeth removal audio.
Teenagers keep getting their wisdom teeth pulled.
And Dan is here for it.
Yep.
I can put them under my pillow.
What did she want?
She wanted to keep her wisdom teeth and put them under her pillow because that's good money.
That's $10. No, I was taking $10 for my tea. Your parents are just cheap.
Parents are cheap.
Why am I crying?
$10 for teeth. Where you live at, Richie Rich?
That was good.
You know the only thing better than that, Dad?
When we go home, and you're sitting in your Papa Bear chair, yeah. Are you going to make me some porridge?
I'm here.
Remix.
I
that's what you want.
You got to make me porridge.
I'm going to put them under my
pillow. Then I can't be like gold.
I'm
porridge.
You know how many dollars that is?
Did you
do that?
No, I'm
seeing it.
Oh,
can we go to her house, Dad?
Okay.
Dad, can we go to her house? Yeah, we can go to her house.
Oh,
we're gonna hang out.
I'm like crying.
Why does it go together? It's like they were alternating.
Carson has made himself laugh so hard he can't function. Oh, get it together, man.
Lana, have you ever had your wisdom teeth taken out?
Yes.
Did you get drugged up?
Yes. And I did not want to go home with the person that was supposed to take me home. I said,
one of my best friends.
He was in our wedding.
What, you thought he was kidnapping you?
I said, I don't know that man.
It's singing Philip, the guy that sings the intro to Can't Be Kennedy.
You were like, stranger danger.
He's been one of my closest friends for 10 years.
Are you sure, ma'am? Nope, don't know him.
Oh, what are they giving people in the dentist office? Oh, my face hurts.
Oh, that is
mine
so
too.
Good. All right.
My jaws need to relax.
By the way, my wife Lana is here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm just going to apologize because I'm in a little bit of a weird place right now. I don't know how to say this other than to just say it, but coming in this morning, I ran over a rabbit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Caught a bunny on Sturo.
Oh, no. That's going to mess you up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And what you don't know, and I haven't shared this with even my wife, is that this is actually the 7th bunny rabbit that I've hit just since getting the new Jeep.
Oh my God. Peter Cottontail.
I don't know what is going on. I hit one on the way back from camping. I didn't even tell Barrett. He didn't see it because he was on his device. And I've hit, so I hit the one this morning and I've hit 5 others on Sturo on the, you know, I drive in the same way every morning. And I don't know what it is, if it's just...
7?
7.
You have a body count, man.
On that Jeep. I don't know if it's the lighting
I've never hit 7 woodland creatures in my life.
I haven't either. I mean, I've been driving the same way to work for over a decade, and I may have hit 1.
Okay, how long have you had this Jeep?
I've had it... I got it June 12th, I think. So that's 10 weeks.
Oh, you're averaging almost a bunny a week?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, do you feel remorse for your actions?
I feel horrible.
Oh, then you better sell that thing and get a pedal bike. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
You are decreasing the population.
And I just put the new tires on it, so it's like a bigger tire. There's just nothing.
Okay, then what do you think it is about the Jeep?
I don't know, and I drive so slow.
Attracts the rabbits.
That even is worse, is that I drive so slow, and it just happens. You know, they pop out and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, I'm not going to run into a guardrail.
Oh, so you're not even swerving to avoid the bunnies. You're straight going for them.
Well, no, most of them it's been at the last minute. Like you're driving along, bunny, done.
I know it's dark when we drive into it, it's tough.
But. Right. You know, you know what I mean? They just pop out at the last minute.
7.
I know.
I could drive blindfolded and not hit 7.
I know.
What if the truck starts hunting bigger game?
It's just a weird thing. So, you know, is it I have the new LED lights. Could it be that?
You think they're attracted to it?
I don't know.
I've never heard this before. 7 bunnies in 10 weeks?
It is out of control. Out of control. And it just puts you in a weird place, too.
Yeah, you might need a therapist.
I don't need a therapist. Damn, thank you. I got enough things I could use therapy for. Hitting bunny rabbits is way down the list.
You have enough for a football team almost, man. You might want to go lie down on a couch, talk to somebody.
So, anyway.
Swerve just, right.
Just
jeez.
Puts me in a weird place for sure. Oh. You know?
It's going to affect the show today?
No, I mean, yeah, for a minute.
I won't make any bunny references today. Or I'll make a lot. I haven't decided.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate the love. All right.
Wow. That was, that's a way to start a show.
I know. It's just weird. It is what it is. It's real life, Dan. It is real life. Mm-hmm. Feel bad for those bunnies.
Whatever you say, Hannibal Lecter. Be real nice to you today.
Some nice, what is it?
Is there just rabbit fur on your hood? How do you?
No, it's in the tires. Those big knobby tires. Yeah.
Oh, those poor rabbits.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I want to talk a little bit about this Rob Gronkowski story. So we got word that he was going to hold a press conference yesterday at 9:30, and we got the news right at the end of the show. And to be honest with you, I didn't see the press conference. I just saw some of the stuff on social media. And, you know, there'd been a lot of publicity about this. He's going to hold this press conference.
There was
it's
a lot of
build
up.
In New York. The next chapter of his career, right? The next chapter of his career. And so we were all speculating. Was he coming back to the Patriots? I thought he was going to move on to wrestling. Maybe he signs with another team. Was
movies
he going to be acting? Exactly. All of that. And it turns out that it's just an endorsement deal for CBD oil. And when it happened yesterday, I have to be honest, I was pretty rough on him because I was like, really? Like an endorsement for CBD oil? That's where we're going with this?
My first thought was, well, you could have tweeted that. You didn't need like a press conference.
Right. But after watching it and hearing the audio, like he was pretty banged up when he played. And you could tell it got to him and he started to cry during the thing.
Yeah. And hearing Rob Gronkowski cry was weird because he's like that happy-go-lucky party guy.
Exactly.
And then you hear him emotional and it gives you all the feels.
Ugh. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down. And I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life. Like, the joy. I'm sorry right now, but I really was. And I was fighting through it. And I knew what I signed up for. And I knew what I was fighting through. And I knew I just have to fix myself. And I believe I have the tools, I have the people around me, CBD medic team around me now to help me to deal with my pain whenever I need it.
When he said, I didn't like it, you know, it was just, it reminded me of like when Barrett tells me something that he doesn't like and it's really affected him.
No, it was genuine.
Right. Yeah. It was almost like a childlike reaction.
And that's why I have no problem with him retiring, really, because at that point his body was so banged up.
Right.
There's things more important than money.
Right. It was sad. It really was sad.
I know the NFL players are dealing with that type of stuff. They're dealing with pain. Anyone, people, well, daily lifestyle, people are dealing with pain. And I was, and I needed to walk away because I needed to do what was best for myself at that moment. I truly needed to be selfish for once in my life and walk away. Yes, I'm on the right path to where I am now. And I got a lot farther to go. And I feel great, and I am pain-free.
I thought one of the things that was interesting, though, was he did leave the door open to come back. He's young. How old is Gronk?
He's 29. He's my age, 30, 29.
Right.
I don't think so.
You don't think he's coming back?
That sounded like somebody that didn't like what they were doing. And
right.
I mean, maybe he says he's pain-free, but you go right back to football, and you're right back in pain.
Come
back.
Right. Yeah, but if he's doing the CBD oil that is, you know, that is supposedly helping him, then maybe he thinks he can manage the pain with the CBD oil.
People swear by that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard a lot of people tell me it helps them with their chronic pain.
Trust me. I know.
Oh, you use it?
I have, and, it helped. I had shoulder pain, and I used some when we were out of town, and I felt a difference.
I used it once from Kennedy. Remember she had that bottle, mm-hmm. the liquid or whatever? Stuff's expensive, though.
Yeah, Auntie Kennedy's smoke shop. She's got everything.
If I have the desire to play football again, if I feel passionate about football again, if I'm feeling like I need to be out there on the field, I will go back to football. But as of right now, that is not the case. It could be the case in 6 months. It could be the case in 2 years. It could be the case in 3 years. It could be the case in 3 months. But I truly don't see it in the foreseeable future in like a week
I'm
or
confused.
A month. And I'm
going to
keep that. No.
There's the guy I like.
What was that?
He has definitely been using that oil.
I'm just going to name all the months.
I don't even know what he just said there.
Be out there on the field. I will go back to football. But as of right now, That is not the case. It could be the case in 6 months. It could be the case in 2 years. It could be the case in 3 years. It could be the case in 3 months. I truly don't see
So he's leaving the door open.
Yes, now, 3 years or 3 months.
Well, I think, too, with the story, Andrew Luck, who's the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, you know, just walking away from the game at 30 years old as well because of his health. I felt bad for Andrew Luck. The story is that, like, during his 5 years in college, he missed, like, one game, you know, or just had one broken finger.
Yeah. Then he went to the Colts, and they had an offensive line full of guys like me that got him killed.
Right.
I didn't retire from life, which kind of, I feel like that, you know, like, that's what you guys... Like, I walk around, they're like, Rob, you're retired. Like, what are you gonna do? I'm like, I'm not retired from life. Like, I want the joy in life again. I want the passion in life again. And I love to do business. My whole family's been in business, and I'm enjoying it. So that's where I'm at in life, and I'm enjoying it, and it's a good place.
You know, my dad retired really young. My dad retired, I think, at like 45 years old the first time, and got bored. And it was the same thing. He's like, he sat around for a while. He's like, screw this. I got to go back to work. And eventually, by the time he was like 55, I think he went back to work.
Yeah. I think he'll pop up in movies and cameos and stuff, probably.
Right.
I don't know if he'll come back to football.
Right.
It's just nice to hear that his body isn't. He's not in constant pain anymore.
Right.
In 6 months, it could be the case in 2 years. It could be the case in 3 years. It could be the case in 3 months. But I.
What?
Yo soy fiesta.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.